This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 is The Pulse, Ali Johan and Othniel Ting tonight, and we just heard a beautiful track by one of my favorite, my favorites from 2021, Arlo Parks, single called Too Good off of her brilliant debut album, Collapse in Sunbeams. Mm. Now, we're going to go to our quick fire news segment that we call...
By the way, Rockstar Games just released the latest update for GTA Online, just yesterday, in fact, while introducing their very own record label to the world. It's going to be called Circo Loco Records, and the label is poised to drop their very first compilation album called Monday Dreaming. And this comes after dropping 4 EPs last month.
Wow.
With this latest update, those EPs can be found within the game itself as a side mission of sorts. And there's also a new remix that can only be acquired when you find 4 separate media sticks hidden across the GTA map. So it's like a side mission to find that remix version. And according to Rockstar's director of music, Ivan Pavlovich, music has been in the company DNA since day one. And this is a way to come together with their friends and support the scene, the artists and the music. The most recent GTA 5 was a big hit with music fans. Within the game itself, there are many radio stations, you know, just picking up a few names. There's the Flying Lotus, Fly Low FM,
yep.
Frank Ocean, Blonded Radio, Giles Peterson, of course, with Worldwide FM Radio. So it'll be exciting to see the different ways that Rockstar can merge these two industries with their Circo Loco label. But being Rockstar, I think it will be pretty good.
Nice. By the way, another week and another AI-driven music app, and this time it's Swedish app Starmony, which promises to produce you a song just by using your voice and your phone, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so a trailer for this Starmony app just came out this week, and it shows how users can just record themselves either singing or rapping, and then through the app's AI, they will analyze the vocal sound that you provide and will give you a backing band. You know, it's like multiple full professional music production to your vocals.
So they would guess what kind of drum beat, what kind of bass.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it depends on like if you're crooning, if you're like doing a soul kind of take, then maybe they give you a soul backing band. If you're rapping, obviously it's a hip hop tune. The full professional music production side of things come from a database of sound banks that this network of professional producers have helped to create for the app. And once artists have recorded their vocals and chosen their production style, they can edit the different sections of the song. So you can produce your intro, your verse, your chorus, and then you can add effects along the way. And the final track can be distributed to streaming sites like Apple Music and Spotify from within the Starmony app. So in terms of revenues for streaming apps, Starmony have also said that it will be distributed to both the vocalist, as in the app user, and the professional musicians for their production work. A note by CEO and co-founder of Starmony, Jan Nordlund, he said that this app can help users create their own music and in essence using just the mobile phone as your production studio. Another co-founder, Jonas Schillemark, underlines the chances and probability game that may come up against talented voices out there, because you know, you may be talented, but you might not know your way around in getting the music to be heard to the right people, like producers or record labels, music industry people generally, and also audiences. You know, if you're not out there, you're probably just playing to your friends.
Hmm.
So now with this app, a talented singer can produce a ready-made song using this this video app, Starmony, which is right now currently not readily available yet. It's in its beta testing stage. And I guess we can expect a full market release on iOS beginning 2022.
So with Autotune, you don't need to know how to sing. And with this, what was it called again?
Starmony.
And with Starmony, you don't need to know how to make music.
You just sing.
Wow, that sounds fun. By the way, while we're all trying our best to keep the numbers down here in Malaysia, music fans would already be aware of all the tour dates and festival announcements that rest of the world have been flexing on us.
I
but
know.
Can we really blame them at all? It was a glimpse into a possible restart of the industry. And frankly, it's something that the music industry really needed. It's just sad that we still have a long way to go for our music festivals and more to even take place.
Yeah.
But as big festivals begin to make a comeback, it was recently reported that in the Netherlands, more than 1,000 attendees have contracted COVID-19 after attending the Verknipt Festival earlier this month. And this all happened even though the festival was a carefully planned COVID-safe event that required all attendees to show proof of a COVID vaccine or a negative test. Of course, there could be other factors at play here, right? Like the possibility that some attendees could have gotten COVID before or after the event. But this uncertainty is seen as something that could potentially dampen the live music industry's big comeback, which has been really gaining momentum.
Yeah.
Take Foo Fighters, for example, right? I'm sure you have seen videos or images of them playing to a packed, sold-out Madison Square Garden crowd. And that show was only for vaccinated guests only, but the band had to cancel their follow-up show because someone in the Foo Fighters team was down with COVID.
Mm.
So, and especially now with all the new variants making things very complicated, I guess only time will tell.
Yeah, I felt a bit jealous seeing tour dates and, you know,
same,
arenas and venues being packed up in the Western world. But as we hear, I mean, yeah, I feel
maybe
bad.
Too soon?
Yeah, I guess so. I feel bad for the people who have come away from concerts with COVID-19.
Yeah.
It's really unimaginable, but that's where we are right now. Even though, you know, you have vaccine proofs, you may still get the COVID virus, so
stay vigilant.
Yeah. By the way, a new Kanye West release is about to drop soon, and we found out that there'll be a full album live stream this week on Apple Music. The new record by Kanye is called Donda, which is a tribute to his late mother. This is Kanye's 10th studio album. The album release will actually be a live event, which is a listening party that is already a sold-out affair, going to take place at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta this Thursday night, which is Friday morning Malaysian time. And Apple Music will be streaming the entire event. So if you have Apple Music, you can tune in. It'll be around 8 a.m. This Friday, the 23rd of July. And having said that, it's not the first time Apple Music is live streaming an event like this. Previously, they have streamed a concert from British alt-rock band The 1975 in 2016. And more recently, Apple TV Plus held a live premiere for the Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry documentary in February. And, you know, back to Kanye's new album. If you've been following Kanye news, of course, you'll have heard of the court proceedings for his divorce case with Kim Kardashian. But on the music front, Kanye's been dropping hints about this new album for a while now. You know, we've seen tweets come out since early this year claiming that this album has been done and ready for release. But now we know for sure that it'll be dropping this Thursday night, American time. So don't forget, if you want an exclusive first listen to Kanye's new album, Donda, you can do that on Apple Music this Friday morning at around 8 a.m. our time. They're hosting a worldwide listening party in conjunction with the release of the new album.
Experience has told me that normally after a big breakup, the next album will be great.
It's gonna be
yeah,
booms.
I mean, it's hard to get excited over a new Kanye West album, I feel. Well, after The Life of Pablo and yeah, subsequent releases just like felt a bit underwhelming. So I'm not too excited, to be honest, about this new album. But it's Kanye, so he is bound to do something big or promote his new collection with Gap or something like that, you know?
Precisely. And, you know, for Apple Music to want to stream this listening party live, it's a neat little way to give all of Kanye's fans around the world, you know, the opportunity to listen to it together.
Yeah.
All right, so that's all we have for our quickfire news roundup for this week on The Pulse. Just to circle back to what we've covered on the show a bit earlier on.
Yeah, at the top of the hour, we spoke about late rapper Pop Smoke, who dropped his second posthumous album, which wasn't as well received as his first posthumous debut album. And this is mainly because of collaborations that didn't quite make sense, you know, having different producers around that didn't quite make sense as well. And we also explored posthumous albums and found out if it should still be a thing. You can still let us know. You can tweet us at BFM Radio if you think posthumous albums should end or if it should continue to be a thing.
Yeah, and also earlier we gave a little bit of a hopeful update for the Malaysian music industry. As last Monday, the Communications and Multimedia Minister, Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah, announced the Malaysian Music Industry Corporation, which is newly minted and is meant to help boost the music industry locally.
If you'd like to revisit those topics that we just mentioned and all our previous episodes, you can head to our podcast page at www.bfm.my, search for The Pulse. If you'd like to get in touch, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're also on Instagram at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp in 018-789-8899. We'll be back again next week for more music news and fresh new music from all around the world on The Pulse. Leaving you with one last tune for tonight. This one is by a pretty newcomer from the UK, Pink Panthers. Her name of choice apparently was inspired by Black Panther, but she got famous accidentally and she can't change it. So Pink Panthers it is. Check out the tune Passion by Pink Panthers. Until next time, you've been locked into The Pulse with myself, Ofnating, together with
Ali Johan. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.